I told you we were bobbing up and down, the ladybird said. We're in the middle of the sea, cried James. And indeed they were. A strong current and a high wind had carried the peach so quickly away from the shore that already the land was out of sight. All around them lay the vast black ocean. Little waves were bibbling against the sides of the peach. But how did it happen? They cried. Where are the fields? Where are the woods? Where is England? Nobody, not even James, could understand how in the world a thing like this could have come about.
The sound of my voice was what mattered. It made people feel secure. England still had women who went to good schools and looked after large homes in the country. Horses, dogs, children, that sort of thing. That was my voice.
Prince's Street, Edinburgh. A midweek morning in early July. A breezy, cool day with big packed clouds rushing overhead, threatening rain. Ava walked down the sloping street from St Andrew's Square and turned right onto Prince's Street. She was walking quickly, purposefully, not glancing back. But her head was full of the knowledge that at least six people were following her. Two ahead, she thought, doubling back, and four behind, and perhaps a seventh, astray. Where would you take a beach ball? To the beach, of course. And that is what they did. Kipper was so excited as they reached the clifftop, he forgot how windy clifftops are, and threw the ball up into the air. The wind grabbed the ball and whisked it away. It sailed high out over the beach, circling in the air, making the seagulls squawk. Then it dropped onto the hard sand and bounced up again, spinning faster and faster away from them.
Me and my ex, we had some proper blazers. One night, we were both wasted. We argued all the way home and then we went for it. You ever whacked a stiletto through a flat-screen telly? I started this saying I was drunk, right? I mean, I was really drunk. If you get to the point where you wake up surrounded by empty bottles of red wine and a pile of smashed up high-end consumer goods, you're getting close to having problems.
I hope by now that you're sceptical of this kind of story. Brilliant immigrant kid overcomes poverty and the depression, can't get a job at the stuffy downtown law firms, makes it on his own through sheer hustle and ability. It's a rags-to-riches story, and everything we've learned so far suggests that success doesn't happen that way. Successful people don't do it alone. Where they come from matters. I'm going to ask you now to dip into your memory and try and find for me something that made you feel very happy. Some occasion when you felt very calm, on top of things. And we're going to try and associate that with a gesture that you can reproduce. I'd suggest pressing your palms together like this. Good. Now think of some time when you felt very calm and at peace. Share that moment with me.